Norovirus. I had never heard of norovirus until that cruise ship, the fated cruise ship. And I want to say it was maybe 15 years ago. I think everybody comes down with this horrible gastroenteritis. Is this something new?
Not at all. No, it's been around for quite a while. And norovirus, it's not surprising that it is your favorite. So norovirus, it makes, this is a crazy statistic, but about 20 million people a year in the United States get sick with norovirus. It's the leading cause of acute gastroenteritis in our country. So it is to blame for lots and lots of outbreaks. Typically, when we say norovirus, a lot of folks associate it with cruise ships. And to be fair, there's nothing about the nature of a cruise ship that makes you more susceptible, except that you're in close quarters with a lot of people. And that in and of itself is an environment where norovirus really thrives. So typically the symptoms that you'll see are very abrupt onset of vomiting and diarrhea. Usually there's not really a fever. Obviously you may have some, you know, stomach cramps, fatigue just from experiencing vomiting and diarrhea. It's usually self-limited, which means that it's going to run its course and you're going to feel horrible for about 2 to 3 days. But then you're going to feel a lot better after that. One of the interesting things about norovirus, it's actually extremely infectious. So there's this great visual, I think, that CDC has where it shows a pin, just like a tiny pin. And they say that there are so many, if you were to look at just a pinhead, there would be so many viral particles on that for norovirus to just make a whole bunch of people sick. So when we think about it at the individual level, it takes less than 10 viral particles to be infected with norovirus.
How does that compare with other viruses, say?
It's much, much less. Much less. And even if we think about some of the most infectious agents, they still take a couple of particles. And so the fact that it's less than 10 is incredible. And you'll see these, or you'll hear or see reports of these outbreaks where, you know, typically it starts with somebody vomits and it's really gross, but those particles go everywhere. And so if you're in, I think it's been shown that vomit can travel like 10 feet. So if I'm sitting here and you're over there, Gretchen, and I vomit, you are going to be exposed. It's a terrible visual, but it just goes to show you how infectious it is. It's incredible. And norovirus is also, it's a fascinating virus and viral structure because it's very hardy. So if you, let's say, if I throw up on this table and we can wipe it off, and if we're not disinfecting and using a cleaner that works against norovirus specifically, that virus is going to hang out. And so if 2 days from now your guest comes in and has their yummy looking apple that they're setting on the table, that might be a great way for them to get infected.
And that's important because my understanding with norovirus is that it can survive on a surface, I've heard, up to 2 weeks.
I've heard estimates like that as well. It can be a long time. So you want to make sure that if you are in a situation where, you know, if one of your family members, or if you're in the workplace and somebody gets sick, that you are making sure, once you kind of clean up the immediate mess, that you're using a cleaner that's effective against norovirus. And all you have to do is just check the label. But that's a really, really important thing. And there have been actually outbreaks. I think there was one in a grocery store somewhere in the US where someone had gotten sick. It was like in the soup aisle. And so it was just everywhere. And, you know, of course, you know, they cleaned it up and did what they could, but they found folks getting sick weeks later, grabbing those items off the shelf that just hadn't been disinfected. So not to make you scared to go to the grocery store.
This is really bad. I do want to talk about agents that are specifically will tell you this will work against norovirus. I had read at some point that they weren't sure that hand sanitizer, regular hand sanitizer, was effective against norovirus.
I don't believe that hand sanitizer is effective against norovirus. I think as much as possible, you'd want to use soap and water. Certainly if you're in a situation where that's all you have, I think, you know, getting just what you can until maybe not eating a snack right then and there, right? Waiting until you can get to a sink and have some soap and water, that good kind of vigorous hand washing to get everything off, because norovirus is so hardy. I don't know that hand sanitizer is enough. And you can always check the hand sanitizer label as well. My understanding is that it's not.
When it comes to a lot of viruses, and norovirus in particular, we know that anywhere that food preparation is being done is a hotbed of potential contagion spreading. Do we need to be looking at trying to require that food service workers get sick pay? I assume that's why people would show up to work sick, because they don't have that privilege that a lot of salaried workers would have. So there's incentive to show up to work. But a lot of what I've read about some of these outbreaks, you have one sick worker who is infecting hundreds of people.
It's a huge public health problem. And I think there's something to be said around the fact that we need better sick time options, and especially for kind of workers across the board. It's tough to mandate something like that, of course, but it does come up in a lot of foodborne illness outbreaks, and you hear it time and time again where it's the food handler. And so I would encourage, if there are any food handlers listening, if you're feeling sick, especially with any vomiting, diarrhea, it's so important for you to report those symptoms to your supervisor and to stay out if you can, fully understanding that that's not always possible. Sometimes it works that maybe there's a different job that you can do if you have to be at work. Our recommendation always is for those folks to stay out, just because you are such a huge risk. And thinking about, you know, depending on your food environment, I mean, if you're on the fresh produce line, right, and you're chopping lettuce to be used in sandwiches, or if you're you're putting ice in glasses. I mean, there's so many opportunities there. And we have our environmental health team at Mesa County Public Health that does a fantastic job with our retail food establishments in the county. I think we have over 700 licensed food establishments here. And they work with them really preventatively as well to ask those questions. So, hey, what plans do you have in place if you have someone who calls in sick? Do you have a way to document that? Like, are they allowed to stay out? Have you thought about ways, you know, that you can help them be more successful in that? Because ultimately, it's bad for business if you have a foodborne illness outbreak. It's just bad all the way around. It's bad for the consumers, bad for the owner, bad for everyone. So I think we all have the same goal, and that's to provide, you know, for the operators, you know, provide a great dining experience, great food experience, and a foodborne illness outbreak should not be a part of that. So yeah, I think we definitely have still some work to do to get that message out there, because it is a barrier. It is a barrier for someone, you know, public health says to stay home and I'm going to lose my job if I don't go in. So what do you do? It's a huge problem. And like you said, you hear about it all the time in foodborne illness outbreaks. I think there's still a lot to be learned about norovirus as well.